Bank of Cardiff.
Hello?
Hi, Bank of Cardiff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Don Lattice from Hayton, Kentucky.
Hi, how are you?
And I got some things in the mail from y'all.
Okay.
On the loan from the Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, but there a reservation number on there?
Yes, ma'am. It's 2411-1601-0018-1364.
1364, okay. And you said this was Dawn Lattice?
Yes, ma'am. L-A-T-T-U-S.
Okay, perfect. And the number you're calling from, is that a business line or cell phone?
This is my business and cell phone. I have a trucking company and a business. And I use this because I farm in three states and four counties, and it's kind of hard to.
Oh, wow.
Where, you know, I'm gone most of the day, every day, and we cross the Mississippi River and what have you, and so.
Okay.
Kind of stressed out a little bit.
Oh, okay. So, perfect. I have the business address as 1202 Myron Quarry Drive in Hickman, Kentucky.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the name of the business?
It's Don Lattice Farm.
Don Lattice Farm. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. And how long have you had the business?
Oh, I've had it since, I guess, about 38 years.
Okay. Perfect. And are you the sole owner there?
Ma'am?
Yes. Are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
Okay. Perfect. Do you need to grab that call?
Ma'am?
Yes.
Ma'am, go ahead now.
Okay. So,
another phone. My phone was right here.
Oh, okay. So what you received is an offer for financing. We have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Yes, right now, this is kind of our slow month. This August, we started our harvest in September, October, November, and December. And I've got some chemical purchases that I made that I need to take care of. And I know it's pre-qualified for $250,000.
Okay.
And,
the chemical...
My income will probably be, out of my grain, will probably be about $1.6 million this fall.
Just from the grain?
Just from the grain, yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the chemical purchase, did you already place that order?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay.
We have to spray that during the year, see, and I have to...
Oh, okay.
You know, I have to use it every day. I just come in today. I've been spraying some today, but I need to spray a little bit more, and I got some other bills coming in. I just need to step out on my operation to finish me up for the year.
Okay.
And start harvesting next month.
Okay. Perfect. So how much do you need ideally?
Ma'am?
Yes. How much?
How much do I need?
Yeah.
How much?
Yes.
Probably around 230, something like that, I can use. You know, I don't know how much you'll be able to help me with, but I can use $230,000.
Okay. And do you need these funds pretty soon?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
Ma'am?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What is the business gross what now?
Yes. Last year, 2015, what was the gross revenue of the business?
About 1.3.
How much? I'm sorry.
1.3 million.
1.3. Okay. And this year, what are you on track to do?
What happened last year? I lost about 1,000 acres to flooding.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of got me back behind eight ball a little bit this year to finish out my crop. So that's the reason why I give you a call. And I got this in the mail today. I'll check.
Okay. What do you think you'll do this year?
Like I said, the way I've got it figured up is about $1.6 million.
Okay. Perfect.
With the price. And we've got a great crop this year. We have great yields. The crop looks good. And we've been irrigating. I've got 11 irrigations, and everything looks good.
Okay. Are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how is your personal credit? Is it excellent?
Ma'am.
Is it fair? Yes, can you hear me?
My personal credit?
Yes.
I hadn't checked lately. It was running around 700, but
okay.
I had a couple little accidents back in September. They've got the mailing address wrong on a couple of trucks I had.
Okay.
And, of course, I paid them, you know. I've never been in bankruptcy or anything like that.
Okay, good. Okay.
I think in this company, I had two Ford pickups with a company called Allied. I don't know if you ever heard of them. It's hard to get a hold of them. You can't talk to them like you and I are talking. I try to get them to understand, you know, I sent the money in, but they put it on the wrong truck. To make a long story short, you know, I got it satisfied and everything. But,
okay.
They kind of hit my credit a little bit, you know, and I tried to get them to resend that back to the bureau, but they didn't get it done. But I mean, I'm all my stuff has been paid on time and things like that.
Okay.
I just need some funds to finish up here.
Yeah.
I'll have probably end of September, probably, you know, I can kind of pay about $25 or $30 a month, you know, back, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And we can get it finished up in December 1st, you know.
Okay. So let me tell you how this program works. And if you think it's a good fit, I'll let you know what I need to issue an approval for the business. Based off your sales, I think we could probably get you around maybe like $150,000, possibly a little bit more. Could be $150,000 to $190,000 maybe. I think maybe in that range. It depends on the past few months of bank statements. Would that amount still help you, like 150 to 200?
Yeah, it would.
Okay. And how that would work is we would issue an approval for the highest loan amount, and then you can decide how much you want to take, and then the term length on this program would range anywhere from 3 months to, it could be 2 to 3 years out. And we would allow you to pick the term you want as well for repayment. Does that make sense? So we can do something very short, or we could do something long, and if you want to pay it off early, you would get a discount. Okay. And then we can have the funds to you within a day or two after getting you approved. And then you can use the funds for whatever you want. So if you need to pay any bills or anything, it's completely up to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you think that would help you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. So what I would need are a few items from you, and I can email it to you. What's a good email for you?
It's ddlattice@hotmail.com. Well, you might just tell me over the phone, because some people kind of pull in on them. I've got some children, and they kind of pull in on my email sometimes, but I don't want to let them know all my business. You know, I try to
do it
myself.
Okay.
Well, who am I talking to? Can I get you daily if I want to call you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So my name's Nicole.
Name?
Yes, Nicole.
Nicole, okay.
Yes. I will have to send you a one-page application.
Okay.
And I can fax it to you, I can email it to you, whatever you need.
You fax it. My fax number is
270-236. Uh-huh.
2633.
Okay. I'll fax you the application, and then do you want me to also fax you the other items I need, or do you want me to tell you what I need?
Well, you can fax those too if you want to.
Okay.
You just got to have a bank statement on, like, my farm statement or what?
It's your business bank statements, and we'll look at 6 months, and you could email them to us. You can fax them. Usually it's easier, you can download them on your bank website and then attach them as an email. We have people that will fax them as well, whatever works best for you. But 6 months, we need to see all pages of the business bank statements.
Okay.
And then it'll be your 2014 or 2015 tax return. If you don't want to send all the pages, then you can just send the first page, which shows the revenue of the business.
First page.
Yeah, just so we could see, you know, that you did 1.3 last year or whatever it was.
Yeah, first page of the business.
Yes. Now, are you a corporation, LLC?
I'm a sole proprietor.
You're a sole proprietor. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I sell all my crop in the same year. A lot of these guys sell something in 1 month, and they take it in January to own the taxes, but I don't want to get caught in that. I do all my stuff in 1 year, and then I do my taxes, I do it, like I need to.
Yeah, okay. So those are the only items I need, and then the one-page application, which I'll fax to you. And then let me give you my direct phone number.
Okay, Nicole.
It's 858.
858.
8.
8.
Uh-huh. 381.
Okay.
4423.
858-381-4423?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can fax or email. Well, you don't have my email address, so do you think you'll email it back or fax it?
My lady at the bank, I got a nice lady there named Kathy Duggar, that she'll send you my bank statement form and my trucking. I do about all through... $300,000 or $400,000 in it a year too.
Okay. Do you think that she needs my fax number, or do you think she'll email it to me?
She'll probably be a bit better to her email it to you, Nicole.
Do you want to have her call me, or?
I can. It'd be fun.
Or I can give you my email address as well.
No, she can call you.
Okay. Perfect.
She can call you at 858-381-4423.
Yes. Yes.
And then I get my little girl that man has been doing my CPA for ever since I filed, and I'll get her to, and all you want is one page about 14 and 15 tax return.
I don't need both, just either or.
Either or, okay.
Yeah, 15 is preferred, but if you don't have that, we'll do 14.
We'll do 14, okay. We'll do that. And
yeah.
We'll do that, and I'll have her send my first page. See, I've got two different identities. I got Don Lattice Farm, and now I've got Lattice Farm LLC. That's doing my truck, and it usually runs, $300,000 or $400,000 a year too. So
which one does the most?
The farm.
The farm.
3 states. Cool. Yeah.
And that's the one that did 1.3 last year.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's just use that for right now.
Okay.
Unless you really needed the extra funds, we could do a separate loan on the other business.
I think that'd be just fine.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll just do the farm. And then are you thinking you would want a longer term or something shorter?
I don't know, probably about 2 years, probably. Whatever you think works best.
You don't have to decide now.
I hope my crop will be ended by the 1st of December, and then, like I say, when we get through that 1.6, and it could be more.
Yeah.
But, that's just kind of the way I've been gauging it on the prices. The commodity's been up and down a 50 cents, 75 cents, up and down a dollar or two here or there.
Yeah.
But that's the plans.
Well, perfect. That sounds good. So give me a few minutes. I'll fax the application over.
I'll call Miss Kathy and get her to send you that, because I've got several different farm accounts, but I'll let her. She's good in bookkeeping at this one account. I'll get her to send that
okay.
to you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.